Okay, it's going to be awesome. I'll tell you what, Ron's going to be here in a couple of minutes. You know, when we started out with Ron, this was really a launching point for us. Lynette and I had had combined at this point, we've had about 40 years combined in real estate experience. Now, both of us had been real estate agents. I also did mortgages. Ron also was an agent for a while and did mortgages as well. And we realized over the course of our careers that we were doing well and making money, but not the kind of money we really wanted to make and that we'd always dreamed about making in real estate. You guys, most of you know that real estate, I mean, what business has made more millionaires than any other business in the entire world? It's real estate investing. And so the market conditions right now have turned in different ways, and we really feel like this is such a great opportunity right now. We have so many students right now all across the country, and guys, we have actually more students in California. Are most of you guys from California?
I am.
Oregon.
Yeah, I am too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got plenty of folks from California. We've got people from Sacramento to San Diego, all up and down and all over the place. And your market conditions, depending on where you live, are going to be a little different. And the cool thing about that is that we have a lot of new strategies that we're employing. Something that you didn't run into 5 years ago was properties that were over mortgaged, where people owed more than what the property was worth. And a lot of people in the heyday, you know, got extra mortgages, refinanced, did whatever, and actually put themselves in a negative position in terms of their equity. So we have some new strategies we're going to be talking about at this boot camp with Ron. Now, Lynette and I are teachers. We'll be teaching part of it. Ron will be teaching most of it. It's obviously a four-day event. And the reason for this call, a big part of this call, is getting you guys to bring leads in. Okay, a big part of what Lynette and I do at this event is we will call your leads that you bring in, and we will show you right before your eyes, you know, how you're going to be able to close these deals.
Absolutely. We are so excited to make you want us to make money for you. We're there to close deals right there, right live from stage. We're calling your actual sellers and putting together deals for you and making you money. So it's real important that the more leads you guys bring in, the better. Ron,
yeah.
Are you on the call yet?
Trust me, if Ron was on the call, he would be chiming in pretty quickly. he's going to, and I'll tell you what, guys, this is the thing with us. Like I said, we have a lot of experience in real estate investing. We did investing. Have a lot of you guys done some kind of investing before? Chime out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
And some of us were landlords. We did a lot of landlord properties. We did a lot of real estate investing because we were around real estate so much as agents and in mortgages and that. And we were seeing, and we worked with investors, and we started seeing these investors doing, you know, making a lot more money per deal and working a lot less in some instances than we were. But, you know, most of what we were seeing, and this is most people's experience of investors, most people think of, like, real estate investing, well, what is that? That's you find a beat-up house, Ron calls them junkers, and you repair it, you do a rehab. Okay, now we're going to teach you, actually, on the morning of the second day, we're going to go in-depth on 8 different ways that you can close deals. And it's not complicated. The whole key of this is to keep it simple and keep it fun. And that's kind of a big focus of Lynette and mine, is that if something's not fun and if it's not exciting, people don't stick with it. So we want you guys excited, and we want you having fun and closing big deals and making a lot of money. So we're going to teach you all these different ways. We're going to teach you how to identify which strategies to apply depending on what kind of deal it is. Now, yes, we do rehabs, but that's only one out of the 8 ways. Now, another one out of the 8 ways, and Ron's going to talk a lot in depth about this, is what I was speaking about before, where you run into over-mortgaged, over-leveraged properties. Sometimes people call them upside down or underwater. They use a lot of different terms. But if you run into a property that, you know, they owe $320 and it's maybe worth $300, that is not necessarily a dead deal for you. That could be a profitable deal if you know how to structure this properly. So we're going to go into that. Now, remember, that's not going to be your huge dollar deals. That's not going to be the ones you make, you know, a six-figure paycheck on. But those things can keep a really good positive cash flow running. We probably do, Lynette, what would you say? We probably do two or three of those a month. Now, we're in Arizona. So a lot of our market conditions are similar to certain areas in California in that we had, you know, a very steep rise in property values and then a steep decline, and now we're a little bit back on the upswing. So we want you guys to be able to, no matter what kind of lead you get, you know, I don't care who's calling you. Now, you're going to have incoming calls. You're going to have outgoing calls. Now, what we were talking about where we want you guys to bring leads in, that's going to be you, or at some point you're going to have somebody doing a lot of this stuff for you. A key for us and for Ron is delegation. I don't want
I don't want you to
trade one job.
Automation and delegation buying, that's a really good point. That's what enables Brian and I. We average, we buy and sell 6 homes a month. We've closed over $95 million worth of transactions. And what enables us to be able to come and help teach and to help out with all the students is that we have everything on autopilot. So we're going to show you automation and delegation. That's a huge key to ramping up the machine and making a lot of money. And like Brian said, you want to have fun while you make a lot of money. So we're really super excited for you guys to bring in lots and lots of deals, lots of property information sheets to this boot camp coming up. It's going to be so phenomenal.
Now, did you guys get the property information sheet either in that email that was sent out to you? Most of you should have this property information sheet. It's a basic sheet. It's a one page, and it's what you will use to call some for sale by owners. You guys probably know what a FSBO is. It's just an abbreviation for sale by owner. So there's going to be for sale by owner leads. Now, you're not going to focus exclusively on these type of leads over the course of your real estate investing career because you're going to find better, you know, more productive ways to do it. However, at least at the outset, you can generate quite a bit of leads. Yeah, and with a for sale by just calling for sale by owners. So there's
a lot
of websites.
That's right. The websites, there's forcewellbyowner.com, fizbo.com, healthcad.com, valuemls.com.
Don't go so fast.
Oh, I'm going really fast because forcewellbyowner.com, all you need to do is type in, Google the word forcewellbyowner, and you're going to see tons of these Fizbo websites come up. I mean, they're replete. We're talking tons of Fizbo websites.
Right, and one thing that will help you focus in your area is to actually type in, when you do whatever search engine you use, Google or whatever, you actually type in homes for sale or houses for sale, and then you type in your city. Okay, so, you know, if you're in Valencia or, Culver City or L.A. or Beverly Hills or wherever you're coming from, you just put in your city and you type in homes for sale, houses for sale by owner, that type of thing, okay? And that's going to help you identify properties that you need. Honey, you should call Ron, by the way.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. When you guys bring in leads, it's obviously every kind of business you do, you know, you're going to convert some customers, then they're going to become, you know, profitable for you, and other ones aren't. It's a numbers game. That's, you know, that's just basic business. So the more leads you can bring in, the more chances we have. But our goal, frankly, is to have any one of you guys who bring in leads is walking out with a deal that has been pre-negotiated. Sometimes if they're close to where the hotel is, we will actually go drive out to the house and get the contract signed while the event is going on. Remember, it's 4 days. So Lynette and I, on the first day, we'll be taking your leads. So if you have, and I want you to use that one sheet, it's the, and if you don't have it, guys, just call Global. the numbers you have for them and just say I didn't get they call it a seller information sheet, okay? So that's what you're going to use to take the information from the people that you contact. Again, guys, you can look them up in the newspaper if you get the newspaper, but any source, I don't even care what sources you use. Although, actually, you know what's funny? If you have like a little local, like a Wednesday shopper type thing, if you find some in that, sometimes those are not as exposed as some of the ones you'll run into on some of the FSBO sites. So sometimes you actually get a higher closure ratio on that type of lead. But what you're going to want to do, and I mean, I'd love to say everybody in the, you got 2 weeks essentially before the event. So what I'd love to say is, you know, everybody go out there and just try to talk to at least 10 for sale by owner people. Now, there are for sale by owners that you can get if you drive around in the area that you know you're going to be investing. Sometimes those are even better because if they have just some sign, some people think they can stick a sign in front of their yard and they don't want to go to the effort or they don't really understand the internet or, you know, the newspaper is too expensive. They think they're going to sell their house off some sign in their yard. And so sometimes those people are, you know, more motivated. So if you can actually muster it up and get in your car and drive around a little bit and watch for for sale by owners. Now, we're going to talk about at the event, we're going to talk about this special, what we call a 555 plan,
Sorry to interrupt. Sorry, Brian. Yeah. Ron will be right on. He just got hung up. He'll be here in a minute. Oh, good. There you are.
Sorry, I got caught up in the Olympics and forgot about you.
Oh, no.
I'll never live it down.
What are you watching, Ron?
All right. Well, listen, I know you guys are doing a good job of taking over for me, so what have you covered so far that I don't have to? Anything?
Well, we've gone through them going out and getting for sale by owners and filling them out on the sheet provided and bringing them in so we can close deals right at the event. And get them money, get them paid just, you know, right away. Because that's a huge first thing is getting that first check.
Well, that is the important part that we want to cover tonight, and that's to make sure you get FSBOs and fill out the forms and bring them in so we can follow up and get them turned into deals for you. It's really, really important for you. And last event we just came through, we had about 80 of them, if I'm not mistaken, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, Ron, it was crazy how many deals. I didn't give you the last update, but remember that deal that we closed for Steve? That was one of the calls we made on the first night where we took over the debt for $174,000.
Yeah.
The home's worth $200,000, and we were able to exit out. He actually found a lease purchase buyer who's paying $219,900, so he's going to make a total profit on that home. $45,000 total profit, and it's $280 positive cash flow every month, and he got an $8,000 deposit from the lease purchase buyer, all because he brought that lead in to that event.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's just...
It's
frankly,
amazing.
That's frankly just one of the guy, one of them that you actually got wind of because you were working with a student, but... We do a lot of deals for these folks when they bring them to class, and most of them, of course, we don't follow up with after because they take them home and finish them up. So, you guys, I can't impress upon you strong enough how important it is for you to get these FSBO sheets. You should have had them, should have emailed them to you today. And incidentally, if you did not get them, you can go to ronlegrand.com/FSBO, F-S-B-O, and pull them down. And it's critical that you get the stars filled in, but also very important that the scripts in the middle of the page get answered yes or no. If you look over to the right side of the sheet, you'll see that it says if the house is free and clear, then you ask them if they would consider taking their equity monthly installments. So if you bring us a free and clear house, which about 35% of them in this country are now, and you don't get that question answered, then we won't know if they will own or finance it. Somebody's got to pick up the phone, call them, and ask them. Whereas if you get it answered yes or no right there on the phone, then we don't have to make that call. Obviously, if you bring it in and it's a yes, we probably can make a deal out of it. If it's got a mortgage on it and in the center of the page, you don't ask them, would you consider a lease purchase if we accept responsibility for all the repairs? If you don't get a yes or no to that, then we won't know if we got a lease option candidate or an axe candidate. Somebody's got to call them. So the script is built right into your sheet. VAs can do it for you. That's why it's in there.
Yeah.
And you all actually should have received by now contact information to get hold of Elsa, the VA that will be hiring your VA for you and training them and monitoring them and kicking their butt when they need it. The virtual assistants are very inexpensive. They're 30 cents a minute, only 2 minutes they work. And they're critical to your success, but you may or may not be able to get one set up between now and the event, so I'm encouraging you to pick up the phone and call these FSBOs yourself and bring as many of them as you can. A couple of things will happen. Number one, you'll know what you're putting your VAs through, so you'll appreciate them a lot more. Number two, you'll know you'll get a feel for the kind of folks that the VAs are talking to, most of which you don't want to be talking to because they're a waste of your time. Remember, when we get these property information sheets, if we don't get positive responses when the questions are asked, then there's no reason to follow up on them. So you're going to discover, much to your surprise, that you're going to get a lot more yeses than you would imagine, and we want you to get them on your deals, not stuff we bring in, stuff you bring in, so that you literally can turn them into cash. So,
and when we close deals for you guys, obviously we don't take any cut of it. Anything we can negotiate, every dime goes to you.
Well, that's what you say.
Right.
I want my cut. just kidding. So, guys, you got to get on the websites like Craigslist and a bunch of other ones. I suggest you go to Google and type in houses for sale in whatever city you live in and pull up a list of websites to where you can go find where people are advertising these houses. Also, make sure you check your newspapers and your regional papers for sale by owners and start riding around looking in the neighborhoods for sale by owner signs, writing down a number in front of the house. Snap a picture on your cell phone if you like so you'll have it. And then when you get a VA, you can simply send that to the VA and they'll call, they'll fill out the information sheet, send it back to you, and then you can call the yeses. Until you get a VA, you go home and call them and get the information. Again, all stars must be filled in. Mortgage information must be in there. And don't forget to ask if it's current or in arrears. We'll need to know that as well. So fill in the stars, pile them up high, and bring them to class. Before I go any further, are there any questions on any of that?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Am I live right now?
Pardon me?
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Yeah, I've been studying the course material, both the ugly house and the pretty house. Right now I'm going through the pretty house.
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned a lot throughout that course that subject to deals, meaning when
yep.
we go get the deed, that's one of the preferred methods. But my mentors right now, who are the Iannottis, they prefer not doing that and just doing lease options or options because they think it's cleaner. Now, when you say that you're going to close on deals, at this boot camp, are we doing subject to deals or
we're doing whatever the seller thinks is in their best interest and you think in your best interest, and that's the purpose of your training. My whole job is to show you how to go get leads, process the information, find out what's on the seller's mind, and follow up accordingly and turn that into cash. Some of those will be subject to's, some of those will be lease options, some of those will be all cash purchases, even in the FSBO world. And some of them will be owner financing. And that's what you're coming to class to learn, is to figure out which is which and when to apply what and when to do nothing.
And I'll tell you what, you know, I always mentioned earlier, guys, about the 8 different ways you're going to be doing deals. There's a couple of very fine points that you're going to learn in this boot camp and will be definitely expressly, you know, drilled into you on how to approach these different deals. It's pre-screening is a huge thing. If you can take a sheet and look at it and say this is a prospect or this is a suspect in 10 seconds, you're going to have, and then you use your VA, your virtual assistant, to generate enough leads. That's how you build your business. That's how you close 2 or 3 deals a month. But I will say that lease purchasing a property and doing what we call a sandwich lease purchase, where you lease purchase it from the seller and then you turn around and lease purchase it to your buyer, and for some of you guys who don't have a lot of experience, that may sound complicated. It's very, very simple. And if you have a little question about the property value, I do recommend that way. But subject to, if you take the property subject to, remember.
Well, I'll train them all of that.
Brother. Yeah, we'll train them.
Guys, I need to tell you something. I have one full-time guy running my real estate business, and he has a VA, and that's it. We personally do 4 to 6, sometimes 8 houses a month here in Jacksonville. And just for the record, my guy's name is Scott. Today alone, he got 3 lease option agreements signed from sellers. All of those houses will be gone within 10 days. Not one of those houses will generate less than a $10,000 non-refundable option deposit from our tenant buyer. 2 of those 3 are axe deals. One of those will wind up being either a sandwich lease or a subject to deal. Just trust me to make sure that when you leave for at the end of this 4-day period, you'll know how to process these things. You will not be an expert, but you will have way more than enough information you need to get out there and start making some money. And you're going to be absolutely shocked how fast these things can turn into cash for you. And when I say cash, I'm talking a minimum of $5,000 to 10 to 15. In fact, our average is over $10,000 now, where it used to be about $6,500 just on these axe deals. The axe deals alone will change your financial structure. And just so you'll know, they are a byproduct of the business. They are not the business. They are only what you do with a property when you can't find a way to stay in it and get the long-term and residual income as well as the upfront cash flow on the front end. So for right now, let's don't try to do a 4-day event on a call tonight. Let's just stick with generate the leads, bring me as many of them as you can, and let my magical staff do their job sitting with you one-on-one, calling people live, and just processing your leads. By the way, we're not going to close any deals. We're going to negotiate them. We're going to get yeses, and we might send out some contracts, but we're not closing anything through the 4 days except getting oral and maybe sometimes written commitments that you can go home and follow up with. We're going to have all the tools for you there. Your boot camp manual alone is over 300 pages, and most of it you will not get anywhere else except right there in the live event. So let me go through my punch list here with a few other odds and ends. All of you should know that you have the right to bring a parent, child, spouse, or significant other at no charge. And you may also bring, if you choose to, substitute those for somebody that's in your business at no charge. You can bring a second person, second child, or maybe your spouse and a child for an additional $500. Same with a third, as long as they're in that group, parent, child, spouse, significant other, or someone in your business. All you have to do is to call us and register, and if applicable, pay the extra $500 and they're in. You should know that we start every morning at 8 a.m., and the first 2 nights we're going to finish at 7:30, the second night, the third night about 6, and the fourth day we'll finish at 5 o'clock. I will be there all 4 days. And you'll probably be good and sick of me by the time we get out of that class. And if you aren't sick of me, you'll probably be sick of the wolves for sure by then.
That's nice.
I know. But I got to tell you, this couple that you got on the telephone here tonight literally pour their heart and soul into this. You'll hear them calling sellers on the first night, negotiating deals. And they spend the rest of the entire event working with your people one-on-one, trying to cut deals for you. And you'll find nobody that works harder at it than the wolves.
Thank you, Ron.
Glad to have
you. We love you, Ron. Thank you.
That's the last compliment you're going to get, so mark it down. All right. Okay, also, I don't want you guys to get all confused about trying to get sellers to call you. I'm telling you, today, in today's world, you don't need to do the marketing. You don't need to do all that stuff you hear about the other seminars and that I used to teach because we didn't have what we have today. All you're going to do today to find FSBOs and more than you can handle is get VAs to call the ads, and I promise you, you'll have more than you can do. I'm going to teach you some other ways to find them, but I can tell you they're probably not even going to applicable. We're not even sending out yellow letters today because we don't need them. We only need them if we can't get enough FSBOs, and so far we've had no trouble getting all the FSBOs that we want. In fact, Scott literally has shut down even having FSBO calls so he can catch up and follow up on the ones that we've got. And I told you, he got 3 contracts today alone. So we'll do our job to make sure that you understand this as simply as we possibly can, that you can go home and implement it. And by the way, California is not a foreign country, just in case you weren't aware of that. California is no different than any other state. It has its own laws like other states do. We're going to be up on that. And the fact that you guys live in California don't make what we're doing any different than we do in every place we go. I have, just for your information, in L.A. alone, I have 29,000 students in our on our database. So you guys are not going to be out there alone. But if you go through this four-day event, you're going to be in the top 2% of the of those students. You should know that you should be listening to your courses. I strongly suggest you get through the Control Without Ownership course. I would even listen to that prior to the green or the red course. We literally are going to get on a bus on day three and go out and make offers on bank-owned properties brought to us by our realtor who's already working on them, and we'll work on them heavily a couple of days prior. If you want to bring bank-owned properties, please do so. But you have to bring us a copy of the listing page that they pull out of the MLS and a photo of the house and some comps. I need to know the ARV and the listing page and a photo of the house, and we'll make offers on your houses for you just like we're going to do in class. We literally will make real offers on real houses through real realtors just like we do. We'll run you through the process. You'll get on a bus. You're going to go out and look at the houses, estimate the repairs, and make the offers on the one house before you go to the next house. Your last day is going to be all about selling houses. You're going to see how simple the system really is, and also with the with technology we have today, how little work there is in selling houses because it's almost all done online nowadays. And now when we add VAs to that mix for you to do what little work there is left, then you're going to see why the less I do, the more I make. It's not some slogan in a seminar. It's an actual way of life for me and the ones that are making the most money. And I can tell you, folks, I got a big long list of folks making seven figures or more doing exactly what we're going to be teaching you to do during this four-day event. So with that said, now do we have any other questions?
Yes, I do have a clarifying question, please.
I heard another lady first, and then I'll come back to you.
I'm in California, and I want to know what kind of an entity you should use rather than your own name.
You're going to wind up with an LLC, but that's not something that you should be concerned about prior to this event.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, but that's $800 for each LLC.
Well, you're only going to need one.
Oh, okay. That's good. And we'll find that out at the conference?
Yes.
Okay, great.
All right. The other young lady?
Okay, my name is Arlene, and I need to know the job description of a VA. Would that include
prospecting? Well, that's a good question. The only thing I want you to have a VA do right now is call FSBOs and fill out that property information sheet. That is it. That's all I want that VA doing. I'm going to teach you that you don't want that VA doing anything else except that, but you may need another VA doing all the other grunt work for you. It'll probably set in pretty soon that it doesn't cost you any more to have three or four or five VAs than it does one, as long as they're all, they're all working the same amount of hours. You'll work the same amount of hours with five VAs as you would one having doing all the work. But I can tell you that with one person focused on getting those FSBOs called, you will get 10 to 15 of those a week if that's what you tell your ELSA that you want. Because if that person has an opportunity to do everything but call, you'll find that the calls will diminish rapidly and you won't get your leads. And nothing is more important to you guys right now than getting these leads, guys, because without them, you don't have a business. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did.
I have
Ron?
A question, Ron.
Another question?
All right. I heard Ron first, and then I heard Ron second. So
I'll jump in on that.
Go ahead.
Elsa, you said that you sent out the contact information. I haven't checked yet. But is this something we could set up before the workshop?
Yes.
How long does that take to set up?
Well, it's going to take her a couple of weeks to find you a VA.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have to do some work on your own. I want you to anyway. I want you to get on
the
phone.
No, I want
to.
Okay.
So you haven't received Elsa's application yet?
I honestly, I don't want to say I haven't. I did get an email earlier with an attachment, but I think that was about the hotel.
Did anybody else on the call receive Elsa's information yet?
Yes.
No.
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 I heard a no. Okay.
I
tell you what, just for the sake of sanity here, I'm going to make a note to have the staff send it out again tomorrow.
Okay, great.
To everybody who's registered. I'm making a note.
I haven't received the hotel information.
You have not?
No, sir.
I have not.
You have not received it?
I have not.
No.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right, well, you're all going to get it tomorrow, and I bet you're going to ask me what hotel right now, aren't you?
Yes.
And you know, you know I don't know the answer, don't you?
Hey, Ron. Ron, it's Nikki.
Is this Nikki?
Yes, this is Nikki. It's Nikki.
Right. This is the gal that booked your hotel. She better know the answer.
It's the Radisson LAX.
Okay.
You guys want the phone number, or are you going to look it up yourself?
No. Give the phone number.
Okay, hold on. Let me get it.
Guys, by the way, Nikki will be there at the event, and she is awesome. She's going to help you with any issues you have.
She's our hotel assassin.
Hold on, guys. I'm getting that. Here it is. The phone number for the Radisson LAX is 310-670-9000.
Say it one more time, Nikki.
The Radisson LAX, the phone number is 310-670-9000.
Do you have a price?
Yeah. Is there a special price?
Yeah, what's the room rate, Nikki?
I don't know the room rate on the top of my head. I think it's like
119, Nikki.
Yeah, it's 119.
Yeah, if you get it booked right away, guys, because they cut that off about, 10 days out, Nikki?
Yeah.
Okay. Then they raise your price on you. Make sure you tell them you're in the global publishing block.
Global
publishing, yeah.
Okay.
And I encourage all of you to stay there, even if you're within driving distance, because, A, we start at 8 a.m., B, we go into the evening, and C, you're going to be a whole lot more comfortable right there where you can go up, take a nap, lay down, rest, and not have to kill yourself getting there in the morning. And to get anywhere at 8 o'clock in the morning in L.A. is a miserable feat within itself, so... eliminate that and stay at the hotel if you can.
Well, Lynette and I both used to live in L.A., all across L.A., and I will definitely agree with that, Ron.
Yeah.
Plus, the other great thing about being at the hotel, guys, it's a networking opportunity.
Yes.
And you want to be able – that's one of the beautiful things about coming to a live event is you're going to network, and we're actually going to have a lunch on the first day where we do a lot of networking. You're going to eat with other folks who are doing the business, and that's a – super positive part of this.
All right. Did I have other questions? I think I had some more.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Yeah. The whole event, will it be – hello?
I'm here. We're hearing you.
Yeah. Okay. Will the whole event be recorded?
No.
No, it's not.
No. Okay.
Ron?
Yes.
I got a question.
All right.
I've been to one of your past events, and I was getting ready right after this call to set up a yellow letter campaign and set up that live. And what I'm hearing you say is don't do that before the event?
No, you don't need to. Just follow my lead. It's only a couple of weeks before the event. Just go get some FSBO's call right now, and you watch what happens. You mark my words. You won't need the yellow letters.
All right.
Now, guys, make sure that you expand your circle of where you want to buy houses out far enough to get plenty of FSBOs. A lot of people make the mistake of trying to stick to one zip code or whatever, and they don't get enough. It don't make any difference if these houses are an hour away from you. In fact, Scott got two today that were an hour away from him, and in Jacksonville, that's a good hike. So, well, I guess in L.A., that's what, 6 blocks? But anyway, expand your horizons out. You'll get plenty of FSBOs. And expand the number of sources that you can get them from, and pretty soon you'll have way more than you can need. Now, you add signs to that. Somebody's driving around getting these signs in front of these houses. And pick your areas. If you want to do these axe deals and these pretty house deals, go into pretty house neighborhoods. Do not stay out of war zones. Stay out of garbage areas. Stay out of the places where you fear for your life. You do not need to deal in that kind of real estate. In fact, I'm going to tell you that in the world of FSBOs, the better quality real estate you deal in, the better you're going to like it, and the better you're going to like the numbers. You guys have such a diverse area. You got properties that are down into the low hundreds all the way up into the millions, and, of course, that depends on where you live and the neighborhoods even within where you live. I'm fully aware of your area. This is not my first trip to L.A., but I will tell you, for the most of you on this phone tonight, which actually we have people from all over the country, not just L.A., but for the most of you in the L.A. market, you're going to be dealing in houses that are going to be somewhere between, I'd say, $175,000 to $500,000 is pretty much your sweet spot. Of course, for a few of you, you might be living in areas where $500,000 buys a crack house. So you adapt to where you live. And I'm going to tell you, you're not at any more risk doing a $500,000 deal than you are a $100,000 deal. So get the nicer houses where people want to live, where they will fight over the deals that you get them because they have a rare opportunity to walk into it without going down to a bank and qualifying. And that's what's going to make you realize that you have a business model right here that will literally put you in the driver's seat. You're the gatekeeper. You eliminate the needs for the people to go to the bank. They don't need good credit to buy houses from you. They just need some money. And literally, you got about 80% of the marketplace to yourself. And we're going to prove that to you. I'm going to prove it to you by watching right in front of your face and listening to the people that you're actually doing business with out there. And in that light, I think it's probably fair that I make a comment. I know that you guys in L.A. get beat to death with seminars. I know you get a lot of garbage, and you probably have already been through a few garbage seminars. I get all of that, and I wouldn't tell you right now, if you're not skeptical living in L.A., you're not off drugs, because you can't live out there and not get exposed to all the garbage. It starts in California, and then it works the way it's Florida, and then it gets spread out throughout the country, so I get all that, and you have very good reason to be skeptical, but I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, you have not met anybody like me. You've not anybody like the Wolves, and by the time you leave, you're going to see that you have finally made your way to the real deal. This is not seminar crap. We're not going to put you in a room for 4 days and feed you with just enough garbage to make you feel like you're a real estate entrepreneur. We're going to teach you what works, is what's been working for 30 years, what's made so many millionaires across the country, and we're going to do it in front of your face so that you cannot possibly doubt that it'll work for you.
And, guys, I will echo that sentiment. We saw so many seminars. We saw so many people espousing all these different crazy ideas and everything that you had to do that was exactly what you didn't have to do. And when I met Ron, I mean, I thought I was a smart guy. When I met Ron, I mean, it's finally I could take a sigh of relief and say, I finally met the guy who can really teach me how to get rich, and he has.
That's right. Ron, you have changed our life forever. We owe you everything.
And will you write that down?
I have one more question, guys.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
We have a category under the FSBO category, and it's called Make Me Move. Are we calling those as well?
If it's a for sale by owner, you should be calling it if it's in an area where you want to work. Now, look, I'm going to tell you guys, don't get discouraged, because 95% of the people you call are a worthless waste of your time, which is why I don't want you calling them very long. So please make sure you get this. You're only looking for the prospects, not the suspects, and that's a small percentage of the total, which is why I want your virtual assistant to be out there doing all this work, getting 10, 15 FSBOs for your week so you can get one or two that are worth you pursuing out of that pile. You will not be after you get a VA, you will not be calling all of these people. You will only be calling the people that can't wait for you to call them because they need you way worse than you need them. We call those prospects. Our whole goal is so that you can recognize those prospects. I heard Brian say 10 seconds. It ain't going to take you 10 seconds to recognize these prospects, assuming you can read, because if you can read, you'll know who they are immediately. And so you'll see that happening right before your face.
Log out again.
Right, and I was talking about suspects and prospects earlier, guys, and it's just a numbers game. And
that's
you
correct.
Get numbers, and the numbers will come to you.
So, but we got to keep those leads coming in. We can't build a business out of one or two people that have a house for sale every week or so. All right, does anybody else have any questions for me tonight?
Ron, earlier during the conference call, you indicated that you should be listening to even before the pretty house or the ugly house. Is that the control without
yes.
ownership package?
Yes.
Okay.
And, guys, for those of you who have the work for equity package, frankly, that's my favorite exit strategy, and you want to plug that one in pretty soon, too, because when you lease option a property that needs work on it, that's exactly what you're going to want to do. Put a lease option tenant buyer in there without touching it.
Yep.
We're not in the renovation business, so the less you renovate, the better you're going to like it.
And that's the most overlooked deal of all, if you ask me. And
yes.
Yeah,
one of the most
we love work for equity.
All right. Anybody else have a question? Yes.
One more question, Ron.
Go ahead.
Terry from Oregon, what do we need to bring to the seminar other than those lead sheets?
Good question. You need to bring a clear mind, and probably something to write with and on, and a pile of lead sheets, and nothing else.
Lots and lots of leads. The more leads you bring in, the more we can help you.
You don't need to bring anything. Do not bring your courses. You're going to get a complete manual there, and you won't need them.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
So we're so excited to see you guys. Bring lots and lots of those property information sheets in.
All right. Anybody else have questions?
Should we see the FSBOs?
Let me do the gentleman first, then the lady.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry. Should we go ahead and find an attorney to work with before we come out to the event?
You don't need an attorney to work with, though. You got something to ask him. So where do you live, sir?
I live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going clear across country, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, you know what? You're going to meet Jay Connor there, who's the guy that's going to teach us how to get private money, and I bet you he can steer you a good attorney because he lives in North Carolina.
Oh, perfect.
So just
we have one too. So yeah.
You got one in North Carolina?
Yes, we do.
All right. So good. We'll take care of that for you.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? The lady, yes.
I'd like to know if we have to see the FSBOs.
Say that again, ma'am. I got a lot of background here.
Do we have to see the FSBOs?
Do you have to see the FSBOs? No.
Okay.
No. You just have to call them and get the property information sheets filled out completely. And, look, I'm going to tell you guys again, because I know you're going to do it anyway. If you bring these sheets in and you don't have the answers to the stars and the questions in the center of the page, they're not going to go anywhere until you call them back and get those answers. Our job is to help you turn them into deals once they're prospects, not to call them and fill out the blanks on that sheet. You get that done, and you watch how fast Brian and Lynette work their magic. They literally will show you how to pull money out of thin air, but we have to have the foundation to work with, and that's that sheet filled out.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Anybody else?
Yeah, one question. On the property information sheet, we need to fill in your comp. So
that's a good question. That's for you to I want you to ask the seller what they think the house would appraise for today, which is right above that. And then your comps means that you're going to go on Zillow or some site and tell us what you, and pull in two or three comps that you think are relevant to that property. And if you don't know where to go get comps from, Zillow's one site. But you
can also, RealQuest.com, HouseValue.com.
HouseValue.com, RealQuest.com, Zillow, and what else?
Zillow, Appraisal.com, CyberHome,
Appraisal.
Appraisal, Eppraisal, Appraisal.com.
Okay.
Also, guys, if you have a contact with a real estate agent, or if you are a real estate agent, obviously one of the best sources is the MLS. So go to that, and there's other ways that you can get into that information as well. But that's very good information, and you're going to want a realtor at some point on your dream team anyway.
Well, the good news is that we can pull up comps in class like anybody can with they got a cell phone nowadays. I want you to do it anyway. I'm going to teach you how to do comps. I'm going to teach you what's a comp, what's not a comp. But in the meantime, you just pull up properties that are similar in size and similar square footage and see if they look like they sold for retail price and write two or three of those down, and we'll take it from there. All right.
Are we bringing our computers?
No, you don't need to bring your computers to class, but if you can't live without one, it'll be all right. Because I know that some people don't know that there's this thing called paper still. But if you'd rather work on your computer, I don't care. You won't bother me any.
Okay.
Anybody else? Now, no more questions? All right. Well, Brian and Lynette, do you have anything else to add? I think we've got enough to keep busy here.
Yep. Well, guys, I'm so excited. I mean, we have more students like Ron than in L.A. and in California than any other state. And we are just so excited to meet with all of you and help you guys overcome whatever obstacles you have in your life so that you can experience the same kind of success that we've had and that so many of our students have had. That's what we want for you. That's the only reason we're there.
And I'm looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you, Ron. We can't get enough of you, Ron. We're looking forward to seeing all you guys. And we got another student in California, Lonnie. He just sent us a testimonial letter in California. We might share that with you if you want.
Hey, Lynette. Why don't you pull out 3 or 4 of those California letters and send them to me tomorrow, and I'll forward them along to everybody.
Absolutely. Would you guys like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You follow up. You follow up on that now, and I'll make sure.
All right, Ron.
Okay. All right. Guys, if that's it, I'll see you in a couple weeks. Go get your homework done. And by the way, this call will be posted. You will be emailed if you want to listen to it again, or if you're bringing somebody that didn't get on the phone tonight, you can have them tune into it as well. So with that said, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, and we'll get some deals done. Bring FSBOs, pile them high.
All right.
Yes. All right, awesome. Bye-bye. We'll see you soon.
Good night,
guys.
Everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.